It's Tuesday, the 11th of March. The seagull soars overhead. What is a gorgeous, gorgeous morning. It's a stoer. There's been a good ground frost during the night though. But that's just makes it all the more beautiful because the sun is causing the grass and everything to glitter. Sparkle. Sparkling morning. A beautiful clear blue skies again. Yesterday was a gorgeous day. This, if it stays this way, it's going to be even better. Cold, yes, cold now, but like yesterday, warm up very quickly. It was incredibly warm yesterday, about 10 or 11 degrees. Yes, incredibly warm. But it's beautiful. Sun is getting higher and higher in the sky every morning. Ah, thank the Lord. Said that yesterday, that spring definitely sprung yesterday. That was definitely the first true spring day. Feeling good this morning, feeling really good. Feeling actually exceptionally good. There's something wrong, isn't there? Mr. Negative. No, actually, apart from getting up once during the night, I slept. We both slept. Oh dear, like the proverbial logs. Do logs sleep, really? I do it. But even at 7 a.m. this morning, when the alarm went off, I was in a coma, literally in a coma. But I felt good since I got up, and I'm feeling really good now. And I'm even feeling better now that I've come out to this. Isn't that wee blue tit? Come on. Now I can see that there's actually new growth coming on the trees, as the sun's highlighting them. Just tiny things. But they're there. I forgot what we were talking about. No, I was talking about the weather. Yeah. Yesterday when I took a walk up town through the park, oh, it was late on, it was 5 o'clock just before I headed up. It's such a gorgeous late afternoon. I can see through the park, through that gaping wound in the back fence. And there's about an inch thick branch above the tree, shooting at 45 degrees. And there's something on it, I guess it's a leaf or something, but, you know, for all the world, it looks like a wee moose. I actually thought it was a wee moose. And in fact, even if I move about my head, that is, it looks even more like a wee moose. That's us, isn't it? The humans. We see faces and things that aren't there because our brain's programmed to see it. Oh, that sounds very deep. Let's leave that alone. No, it's just the same as we see faces. Never mind. If we look at the front of a car, we see a face. If we look at the moon, we see a face. If we look at our shoelaces, our shoes in certain manners, they look like faces. Must be something pre-programmed in there for us to bond with things that are faces. But that wee moose is definitely, I thought it moved there actually. That's my eyes playing tricks on me now. We do have mice here, little field mice. You know, the little ones with the sharp pointed nose and the big ears. Beautiful creatures. I know that they live in and around the garden. I leave them at peace. Sometimes I give them a piece. It's one of the dreaded house mice, the ones to watch out for. The wee guys, they won't come into the house. I've seen them drag away a tremendous amount of food. It'd be probably the equivalent of me dragging along a big dustbin that was full of bricks in my mouth. They even built a nest inside my compost bins, one of my compost bins, 1 year. In fact, more than 1 year. And when I was removing the completed compost, the nest fell out with the wee babies inside, naked. I put them in a safe place so they could find them. Mummy and Daddy could find them. It's a wonderful morning, absolutely beautiful.